ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 126. ராமா பாயிண்ட்ஸ் அவுட் டு சீதா த ரிட்டர்ன் ரவுட். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. At the orders of Rama, the Pushpaka sped on lightly as if it were a huge cloud bank lashed by storms. Then Raghunandana glanced all around carefully and pointed out to Sita, seated on his lap, the various places of interest over which they passed on. Janaki was filled with joy at being reunited with her beloved Lord, and her face beaming like the full moon expressed supreme wonder and pleasure as she beheld them. Look, yonder Lanka on the crest of Trikuta, like unto the Kailasa mountain. This was fashioned of yore by Vishwakarma. Behold the battleground of the Rakshasas with ourselves, now hidden under layers of blood and flesh. Here countless monkeys and Rakshasas found their way to other worlds. Behold, there lies Ravana, a heap of ashes. Wondrous boons did he get from Brahma. He was a holy terror of all the worlds. He was a lord of the Rakshasa empire, and him did I slay to get you back. Here Kumbhakarna gave up his life breaths. It was here that Nila did Prahastha to death, and here Hanuman made short work of Dhumraksha. It was here that Vidyunmali fell under the hands of Sushena. Mark the spot where Lakshmana had a terrible fight with Indrajit and killed him. Angada took the life of Vikata, and it was here the monkey heroes beyond count proved the death of Virupaksha, Mahaparsha, Mahodar, Akampan and other Rakshasa warriors. It was here that Mandodari, the chief queen of Ravana and thousands of her rank, wailed and lamented for him with streaming eyes and heart-rending cries. It was here that we camped on the night of our crossing over to Lanka. Behold the bridge laid over the waters by Nala. It was for yourself that we passed through all this trouble. These lovely eyes were the cause of it all, were they not? Know you of any other who can achieve the same feat? Cast your eyes on the home of Varuna, the lord of the waters. There is no island here for tired feet to rest upon. The billows roar forever. Look here, you find the mountain Mainaka with its crests of gold. Here did Hanuman rest for a while during his flight across the sea. Cast your eyes over our camping spots along the causeway over the frightful ocean. Here you came upon the northern end of it. The spot is very, very holy. The blackest of sins fall away before it. Here did the Lord Mahadeva favor me before. Vibhishana came and surrendered unto me a little to the north of this place. Look here, here is Kishkindha with its magnificent forest. This is the capital of Sugriva. Here is where Vali was vanquished and killed by me. Pleased at the sight of Kishkindha, Sita entreated Rama in haste, and out of love towards him said, Lord, I pray that Tara, the wife of Sugriva, and the wives of monkey hosts may accompany us to Ayodhya. Rama said, Let it be so. And stopped the Vimana in front of Kishkindha and spoke to Sugriva thus, Sita desires that your wife and the wives of the monkey lords should accompany us to Ayodhya, so bring them quickly. Immediately Sugriva sent for Tara from his palace and said, Janaki desires that you should go along with her with our women folk. Rama too orders likewise. Let us all go to Ayodhya, see the wonders there and visit the queens of King Dasharatha. Do not delay. Adorning herself with clothes and ornaments, she sent for the wives of the other monkeys and addressed them. Our Lord orders that we should all proceed to Ayodhya. You should obey this command even for my sake. Let us therefore go and see the wonders and greatness of Ayodhya, witness Sri Rama's entry into the capital, be present at his coronation and visit the queens of King Dasharatha. Prepare to start quickly. Then all the women of Kishkindha, adorning themselves with auspicious decorations and ornaments, ascended the Pushpaka and bowed to Lady Sita. Then the car Pushpaka ascended into the sky and traversing through its regions approached the Rishimukha hill. Rama said, Sita, look, There at Rishimukha Hill, resplendent with creepers and roots like unto the cloud banks lit up with lightning, I met Sugriva. I vowed here that I would kill Vali. And yonder appears the Pampa River with its wondrous woods. It was there that I suffered long and deeply your separation. On its banks I met and was entertained by Shabari. Look here, this is a spot where I killed Kabinda with arms one yojana's long. There you see the great banyan tree which was the abode of Jatayu, that great soul. It was there that the friend of my father fought Ravana and was killed by him while attempting to rescue you. We now see the ashrama in Panchavati where we lived. It was here that the Rakshasas Khara, Dushna and Trishura were vanquished and killed in battle. Behold the wonderful hut wherefrom the Rakshasa chief carried you away by force. The river Godavari is now within view with its sparkling waters. The abodes of Maharishis, Agastya, Sutikshna, shining with the pure splendor of sanctity are now to be seen. Indra came to see Maharishi Sharbhanga when we were halting there. Look at the spot where Viradha of mountainous bulk was laid low. Tapaswinis are to be seen in the ashramas. The ashrama of Maharishi Atri, who shines like the Lord of Fire and the Lord of Day, is now within sight. It was here that Mother Anusuya, the incarnation of chastity, offered you hospitality. We are now in Chitrakuta. It was here that my beloved brothers entreated me to return to Ayodhya. Near this spot are to be seen the river Yamuna with its beautiful forests, and in the midst is the resplendent ashrama of Bharadwaj. In the center of the wondrous woods, Ganga courses, purifying and sanctifying the places touched by her. Birds of brilliant and varied hues sport on its waters. Yonder appears Sringavedpura, where Guha entertained us with pomp and splendor. Now appears Sarayu, the holy river. On its banks are to be seen the pillars of fame erected by the successive kings of Ikshvakus at the end of the numberless yagas performed by them. Adorned with variegated flowers and shrubs, forests range far and wide along its two banks. Ayodhya, the capital of the kings of the solar rays, is now visible. We have returned with safety. Do obeisance to that holy city. Thus addressed, all the monkeys, Rakshasas and Vibhishna sprang high and saluted that holy and grand city and the birthplace of Sri Raghuveera. The Vanaras were delighted at the sight of the palaces shining resplendently, of many-storied mansions and of elephants and horses magnificent to behold. The city was as wonderful as Amaravati, the capital of Lord Indra. Mangalam Koshlendraya Mahaniya Gunati Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.